First in family, what's going on? We're on time.
It's amazing.
Like I'm pretty surprised. It's like 5:30.
Yeah.
So we're here. I hope you're here. I hope you're having a good time. If you're watching this, if you're hearing this, then clearly you're here. And if you're not, you wouldn't know it if you weren't, right? So that's all I'm going to have on that. If you're here, you're here. And if you ain't kind of speech. But yeah, it's Friday. It's a good Friday. It's interesting because we're here.
Yeah.
For a Q&A. And we got no Q's. But that's okay because we got lots of A's to throw your way.
We got some stuff to talk
about. You know what I say. That's all I got, guys. That's all I got. So, yeah, let's go ahead and kick this thing into overdrive and say hello to the one and only Coach Amy.
Hello.
How are you, Coach? How are you doing?
Karen
Hodge calling me out for being having a gift of gab and away with words. You are correct, ma'am.
It never stops.
Profound. Profound.
Sorry, we keep looking down. It's thundering outside. So Porkchop has shoved his butt up against my leg and he's bumping me.
So, yeah. So we're thunderstruck, so to speak. We got a Porkchop who's afraid of the thunder. And if we lose power, we'll try and come back as soon as we can, right? But there's certain things we can't control. We are only humans. So Anna Patterson's here lifting and listening.
Nice.
I'm glad. I appreciate that. Just don't get too distracted. I know you're getting after it. Them F4D trainings.
Anna, I just I'm doing the new cards for next week, and I used a picture of you.
Ooh.
And it happened to be a pull-up picture, and it looks really good.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Getting them pull-ups in, I can dig it. And Coach Kim is here too. Happy Aloha Friday.
Man, can we make every Friday
right,
Aloha Friday?
Right, I dig that.
So yeah, sorry.
I dig that vibe.
The other thing is, so we'll get into this drama eventually. But I'm wearing a neat little thingy. This was given to us by one of our family members.
Family member? Zach Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Zach Crawford.
To the rescue.
Yeah. He is a runner and he knows that down here in Florida, it's really hot. He's up in the DC area, I believe, right? So
yep.
it gets
hot up there too.
Yeah. But these are it's a cuff and it's got an ice pack inside and they're removable and freezable. So you freeze them, take it out, and put it on your wrist. I'm not sure that's how it's supposed to be worn, but it's keeping me cool.
So why would we be trying those in the house? We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's go ahead and kick this thing off and make it official and start this show with the little dooter right there. Now we're official. It's just like we were 10 seconds ago, but we got a little thing on the screen, so.
Yeah, more official.
Karen says, aw, pork chop. Kimber's doing the same thing right now as I'm baking. Gotta love those puffs. Yeah, man, he hates thunder.
I should have put a shirt on.
We should have put a shirt on, but we'll just have to be here for him. You know, give him the support and the mental hugs he needs till we can get a shirt on him. But Anna says, yeah, we'll be doing those shortly. So guys, let's talk about this. Show him this again. If you've been jamming with us, hanging with us on the Walk and Talks lately or on these lives, you know that we've had some conditioned air issues, if you will. We just can't seem to get anybody to come out here to actually fix these things. So long story short, we did some maintenance and they found during our maintenance that we had a coil that was leaking, right? So they sent a crew out to fix this coil, and when they fixed this coil, they just broke everything. Like, they suck. So these kids I say, they learned about high school. I think Anne scared the hell out of them.
It was the kids I scared for anybody playing
along.
they
literally wrecked our system. When they took our filter dryers off and they replaced this coil, they broke the system they weren't even working on. So that's talent right there. So when we had another guy come out who was good, who knew what he was doing, he's like, yeah, we're going to put those filters in. So he put those filters in and recharged the system. That didn't quite fix it. So he came out to fix it again, and that didn't quite fix it. So then they reckoned that there was a part missing, some TPV valve or something. That was, if it's not a float and it's not a capacitor, my knowledge of air conditioning is, that's it. That's all I got.
It's a pressure valve. Right.
Right. And it controls the Freon. There's a bulb sensor that measures this thing. I learned this today.
He's an expert now.
Yeah, I stayed at Holiday Express. I can fix ACs now. I'm good. The bulb sensor thing. So my man, Jason, who's actually decent, he came out and he took the thing out. He's like, I'm trying to fix it. So long story short, it hasn't been working. It's It's been making noises and not working efficiently and running about 4 or 5 hours at a clip to keep our house 79 degrees. So today we came back from, it wasn't Aloha Friday, it was like chiropractic Friday for us, getting worked on. And our Nest had shifted to eco mode, like it's supposed to do, to save you some of that money. You know me, you know how I am. I like to keep my money, keep a monitor on it, measure and manage it, right? We came back and it went to kick on, and about 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, it went from 83 to 82.
That's it. And it stayed at 82.
Right.
82 degrees upstairs in Florida.
So I mentioned to Ann, I'm like, man, this AC's not working too well, right? Just not even thinking she'd call. So she called. And,
oh, yeah, called.
She called, and I guess we're on the speed dial list right now because they heard what was going on, and they sent this guy out, like, immediately. Like he'll be there before 5. Like, 5 minutes later, he was knocking on the door. And this guy's beside himself, right?
It's the same guy that's come the last
guy.
3 times, right?
And he's basically like, yeah, there's nothing that can be done until we get this part. We hope this gets you through the weekend. And I already told Jeff, the guy at the place, if it comes in at 5 o'clock Monday, I'm going to come fix it. I'm going to do whatever. I'll work overtime. I'll do whatever. So we're hoping to not die this weekend with this air conditioning. So
yeah, the solution was, hey, why don't you turn your downstairs AC on lower to help it cool the upstairs? So now we're not only paying more money because our upstairs is running harder. We want to run the downstairs harder to try and help the upstairs.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So literally, like I refer to this guy, I said, when the crew you guys sent out that broke our AC, that broke our shit.
He straight told him
it. As I told him, I said, that's it. I said, and I understand that you can't take ownership for that. I said, I'm not asking you to. I said, I will be telling your boss that they broke our stuff, and y'all are going to do everything to fix this. If that means a new unit, that's on y'all. Y'all do it quick so you can put this one under warranty and say it was broken. I don't care. Fix it. So that's where we're at. Aloha.
So yeah.
Friday. So Karen asks, do the Thunder shirts actually work?
So yeah, so they don't completely stop his anxiety, but when he gets super anxious, he drools and he shakes and he jumps up on us. And that makes it really hard to work or walk or do anything.
Right.
His Thunder shirt does calm him enough that he's not like drooling all over the
right.
floor and jumping on us. So yes, it works to an extent. Not a fix though.
I don't know who this is, but I agree with him. FBU, Facebook user says, fuck it, sleep downstairs.
That's what I said.
We will be if this one. So the thing is it works enough at night to where like we didn't notice it, but that was last night, right? So it's like progressively dying worse and worse. So yeah, I don't.
But yes, we will be sleeping downstairs if it doesn't work.
Yeah, if
at
we
any
have
point
to,
this weekend.
Grab the sleeping bags and throw it downstairs. And we're very fortunate that whoever built this house set it up that way to Airbnb it so they'd have 2 separate units. Thank you for that foresight because we do have that option. So that is definitely very, very thankful.
Well, and that's why I called today because it's Friday. And if I let this go till Saturday, guess who's never going to pick up the phone? The AC company on a Saturday or Sunday. Even though they say emergency calls, they never pick up. So. Yeah.
So.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's get to
it. Renee is here.
Hello, love.
I'll say hello. I mean,
so
you're FBU until you click the link.
Whoever,
because that's all we can see. And you also have competition. Because FBU2 just jumped in and said, hi, all. So if you guys can click the link for us or just... as annoying as it may be, put your name so we know who you are.
We're sorry. We have no control over when the links expire, so...
We can't see, so I think some people are just, like, proactively clicking the link every time. And, I mean, that's probably not the worst thing, right? Coach Amy says that sleeper sofa is comfy.
It is.
Yeah?
It is, and so, funny, the sleeper sofa actually has, like, a thin mattress on it, but when people come and stay, we had an extra bed that they left here, so I put the giant queen top,
right.
You know, sofa mattress.
So it's just a mattress on a sleeper sofa. We'll just throw it on the floor. Fun fact, when we first started moving to Vero, we had a mattress on the floor, and that's what we slept on for...
our Tempur-Pedic.
For years,
yeah.
Ah, okay. Now this makes sense with the, yeah. So it's John. John, the link is actually going to be in the description.
On the post.
On the post. So you may have to go out, click it, come in. It ain't a big deal. Just put put HG so I know it's you, and I'll quit calling you FBU. We go back way too far for me to not know who it is. I probably should have known on the fuck it comment. But we do have a lot of people in the fam that like that word. But yeah, John, yeah, you're right, man. We'll sleep downstairs if we have to, no doubt. Yeah. Renee said we used one for one of our previous labs, and it definitely worked at Thundershirt.
Yeah.
So yeah. So guys, let's move on along on this thing, because we do have some cool stuff we want to unveil and get on for posterity. So coming up first, we want to talk about the Tunnel to Towers 5K.
Yes.
We are super duper excited about this.
I believe we are 5 weeks out.
5 weeks out.
Ish. Heads up.
Yes.
5 weeks.
So if you need to do your planning, if you need to get stuff together, if you need to ask off work, if you need to do whatever it is you got to do, do it and get here if you can. If you can't make it, and I understand not everybody lives within a comfortable drive to you. Some people drive really far. A comfortable drive to you to get to Vero Beach on September 11th to do it. We've got a link set up so you can donate, because we want to get a big collection together to donate to the Stephen Siller Tunnel Towers Foundation. And we want to do it virtually with you all. So we will have it set up for that day, that weekend, whatever. Get your walk in, post your selfie, and let's do it all together as a family. It is the 20th anniversary of that particular tragedy. And the Tunnel to Towers 5K is something that we've done since the very first inception of First In. This will be our fourth year in a row of doing it. And obviously every year as the family grows, we hope the event grows. Last year, I think we donated $1,500. I'd like to beat that this year without having to pay $1,501 myself. So please, if you've got anything laying around and you want to donate to a good cause, click that link and do it. And more importantly, make sure you participate in this event with us and come hang out with us if you can. I know the Shelton clan already said they're going to come out and make a weekend of it. So we're going to do some dinner on Friday. We're going to go for some hangs Saturday after the thing. And then Sunday, if anyone's still here, we'll be hitting bagels too. So we can make it a whole awesome weekend of getting together and doing some First In things. So if you can make it here, make it here. And if not, plan to get your walk on, your run on, or your ruck on that weekend with us, and we'll do it all together as a fam. So, Tunnel to Towers. Coach Nastasha is here. What is up, Coach? How are you? And Murphy is here. She says she's at a wedding rehearsal and just reading the subtitles.
I mean, it's not your wedding, so who cares?
Right. It's fine. I mean, yeah, get after it. You know, you've already done the important wedding in your life, right?
That's true.
So, moving on. Again, Tunnel to Towers, be here. If you're in Florida, come on out. If you're on shift, I understand you probably don't want to dial. But definitely come here and be part of that, because it is, again, it's the event that started us off. The first thing we ever did together like that as a family, and it's the one that means the most to us, and it's the one that's pretty important to a lot of members of the family. So if you can be a part of that, be a part of that.
Yeah, be a part. Donate. Stephen Siller. The foundation does a lot of work. They did a lot of work for the families of 9/11 firefighters that were lost. And currently they work with Firefighters Benevolence. So they give to firefighters who are sick, firefighters that pass away, that families need things, money, donations, clothes, food, whatever it is. They build houses for people who have lost houses to fires. So it's a good foundation to be part of. And it's kind of a big deal. There's a ton of information on their site too. If you want to read more about it, but
one of the questions we were asked was, are we registering as a team? And the answer is no. We're going to register individually. So if you see a team on there, and you will if you search it First In, don't register for that. We've actually got sent all the way up the line to First In Family in New York. or not First In Family, to Tunnel to Towers. We got the actual headquarters in New York. And what we told them was, since we are doing it virtually with everyone in the fam and using a different donation link, we didn't want to have it get confusing, didn't want to have people splitting their things, and they thought it was really cool that we're stepping outside of it and doing it that way. And they said, yeah, we'll go ahead and delete your team. So don't complicate it. Don't register as the team, or just give us like 3 days so we can get the team taken care of and get it deleted. They've got to actually refund us and then let us sign back up and not do a team. So just register, come on out. It's going to be awesome.
There was very little explanation when you sign up to register a team that it also links your donations to it. So we had our donation page, their donation link, and theirs is all tied together. It got real messy. We would rather just have you guys be able to donate to one place, and then we can make one group donation, make a post about it. We'll let y'all know.
Absolutely.
Less of the confusings.
So Renee is going to be climbing a mountain.
Nice.
Climb on. We got another FBU. What up, famine? Famine, not famine. What up, fam? Like, as in you were what up, famine, like famine. Never mind.
I'm out. Yep, just don't.
And then Val said, did the link work now?
Yes.
If you were the second FBU that wasn't hose good, yes, you're here. Now we've got the mystery.
But this it's one, okay. I don't know.
It's okay. Just let us know your name or click the link in the description. It's i.amfirst.in/show me.
That's the only reason he says it.
Yeah, I don't expect you to remember that either. That's why we put it in the thing every time. All right, guys. I'm pretty excited about this. I don't know if you guys are going to be as excited about it as I am, but been spending some time in the lab, and I made another tool for the member portal. And, man, I think it's a doozy.
Is this John?
John, is this you? I'm still too dumb to figure it out, apparently. Bro, don't worry about it.
If it's not sorry I called you on, it wasn't you.
Yeah, and if you're not John, I mean, that's okay, too. But yeah, it's just a link right in the description. The post should say, the link.
Maybe.
If not, don't sweat it, man.
It's fine.
Just drop a HG or a JH or a shut up,
or
Jonathan.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. And let us know who you are, and we'll call your name. I don't worry about it. We can't force it the thing to work, right. And we don't have any other way to see it with this software platform. But yeah.
So I was talking about this just a second ago. So
you missed the intro, Val. She just wants to know what the big white thing is.
I'm gonna shorten the story. We're still having AC issues. They thought it was one thing, it wasn't. They thought it was another, it wasn't. Now it's a part that we can't get till next week. So the same dude keeps coming out. Today we
Poor
left.
Guy. Poor
came
guy.
Came home. The AC went on eco mode to save us monies, right? And it said 82 degrees. We set it to 79, and it was 82 degrees 2.5 hours later. So we called him out here, and it's just now starting to get cool, but it's still hot in here. So this is a wristband, and it's got an ice pack in it that's removable, and you put it in the freezer. It's actually was sent to us from Zach Crawford, a family member
Zach Crawford, yep. Taking care of us down here, knows how hot it is.
He sent it to us for running in the heat. So you put one on each wrist, because this is where if you put ice water or cool water on your wrist, this will help lower your core temperature.
And old prima donna over here can't handle it. She's acting like this you know. I'm all right. I'm doing. You see nothing on these wrists, baby. I'm going in. I'm handling business.
I don't like to be just overheated now.
So John says he's a dummy. It's all good,
okay.
Man.
We got you, bro. I don't feel bad for calling out somebody else.
We got you. Nell's here. Says, hey, what's up? And Mike Mills says, welcome, fam. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah.
Nell, I'm not sure what's awesome, but I agree.
My new toy.
Hey, that's awesome for you. Get the chill cloths for your neck. We use those
wow.
at work.
I've heard that.
John, is that you too?
Is it still you not putting your name?
Guys, if you're a Facebook user, I don't call your name out. Just put your name. I think we've got like 5 now. And if I'm just going to call you all FBU, and I mean it out of love. Val says, that's cool. I want some. Yeah, man. He hooked us up out of Amazon.
It's an Amazon thing.
Really damn cool, man. It was like a surprise gift.
I have the box in here. Wait.
We've got some super awesome members of the fam. Nell, you're one. That like to send us things even though you shouldn't. And we're kind of in similar circles when it comes to, he's a personal trainer and he's a distance guy. And we kind of follow some similar circles when it comes to research and stuff on this. And being able to cool yourself down while you're running is actually a pretty cool thing. So he sent it to us.
It's a cooling cuff.
Yes. Val says, that's cool. I want it. Literally, that's cool. Huh? I see what you did there.
They're neat.
Nell said, the wrist cooler, that's awesome. John says he's the chill cloth guy. Okay. John, I'm going to assume that this Facebook user is not you. OMG, Anne is so tan.
So Anne is a different color than Jonathan. Look, Jonathan is
pink
and I'm yellow based. So I get tan and he just gets more pink.
John, I'm going to assume you did not OMG Ann is so tan. But thank you. Hey.
It's summer and I get real tan in the summer.
So whoever said Ann was tan, yes, she's.
This is dog walking tan.
Dog walking tan.
Yeah.
All right, guys. New tool time. Are you ready? Are you excited? There's a lag, so I don't know if you're ready or excited or not.
But you're going
to
get it.
I am super pumped for this. I think it's going to be very helpful, especially to a lot of our new members in the fam when it comes to overcoming one of the early obstacles and sometimes like a concurrent struggle that many people have. So without further ado, let's take a look at this new tool we got. Let's bring out some new stuff. So as you'll see here, we've got the firstinfam.com member portal. And you'll notice down here, there's a little red one that'll let you know we got some new information going on. So when you click this thing, it's gonna tell you there's a new feature, the First In Protein Calculator. Guys, it is exactly what it says. If you check out this new protein calculator in the resources section, you're going to find an easy way to find out just how much protein there is in a variety of different food sources we set you up here to help you set yourself up for success and smash your protein goals once you've been given them by your coach. That's the important thing. Like everything else, we don't want to jump into these things too early, but if you have a protein goal, we want to make sure we help you hit it. So, Nell's doing some dirty work for us. Tagged a new member of the fam, just signed up, Haley, that this is just a weekly Q&A session. So yeah, join in, check us out. But yeah, so let's check this thing out. So we're gonna do exactly what it says. You click this protein calculator button right here, or you can come over here to the Finn Resources tab and scroll on down to the protein calculator. And we're gonna show you how this thing works. Again, like I said, I like making things. I like working on stuff for you guys, and so I've been working on this one for a while. So you'll come scroll down, and what is the First In Protein Calculator? Got some very simple instructions on how to use this, and I'll go into a little bit more of a detailed reason or detailed way you can make this thing work for you. But how do you use it? You're gonna come right down here, and you're gonna input the grams of protein you are looking for. This can either be the grams per meal you're targeting based on the meal calculator, my suggested way you should hit it, or the grams of protein you have left to finish off your meal or your plan for a day. Once you've put those grams of protein in that little big box that says grams of protein, you can scroll through the protein sources to find the mass in grams of each source it would take to equal the grams of protein you're after. Why did I do it that way? Because people tend to think that, oh my God, this giant daily total of protein is so much food. And they end up maybe falling short 5 grams, 7 grams, 8 grams, 9 grams. What this is designed to do is show you just how little bit, one little bite here and there can help you, as well as finding ways to combine these food sources together to get these protein goals together. The one thing I do want to stress is what we say right down here on the bottom is note, these values are based on items that we regularly use and the USDA Food Data Central. They may not match yours. So always consult your label and use your entries and use this simply as a rough guide for meal prep and planning. So Nell is very excited about this. I'm glad. She says she loves that. And then she said, yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to assume, Nell, that protein may not be your favorite macronutrient, but hopefully this helps change that. So real quick, going to the base of the calculator, let's just say I'm looking for whatever reason it is, the number of 32 grams of protein. That's what I want. Three, two. Desired grams of protein per meal, per whatever. When I put that 32 in, I'm now going to be able to scroll down and you will see meat-based sources, dairy-based sources, and plant-based sources.
Guys, look how cool this is.
And as we scroll down, you will see that 112 grams of beef jerky equals 32 grams of protein. 299 grams of fat-free cream cheese equals 32 grams of protein. Or 595 grams of beans, black, or black beans, equals 32 grams of protein. So what does this show you? It shows you protein density, right? It's going to show you that 112 grams of beef jerky is going to sit in your stomach a whole lot different than 595 grams of black beans. Oof. Not only that, but there's also going to be other different macronutrient variables to consider. This is done with protein in mind in isolation, but you have to understand that 595 grams of black beans isn't just going to be 32 grams of protein. It's going to have a whopping of carbs in there too, you have to take a look for. So while these are protein sources per the protein calculator, this is not to say they are isolated protein sources. But as you scroll down and look, we've got a few of our favorites, a few of hopefully your favorites, and maybe some that you're not going to try ever, and that's okay too. But as you scroll down here and look, you're going to see that we have dairy sources, we have plant-based sources, whether it's chicken breast from a can, whether it's boneless skinnets, whether it's seitan or tofu, or textured vegetable protein chunks if you really want to look for it. Nutritional yeast, you can see it only takes 64 grams of nutritional yeast to get to 32 grams of protein. Where we can see the big bang for your buck here is 54 grams of whey protein to get to 32 grams of protein. So what this is designed to do is let you guys think about this. But as you can see, our dairy and our vegetable sources run a little bit shy secondary to our animal-based sources. So we got a good list of these right now. So we hope you guys dig it. We hope you guys like it. We hope you guys love it. And we hope you guys check it out. If there's anything you're using for protein that you think we missed, let us know. We know we don't have everything on here. It's probably impossible for us to get everything on here. But if you think there's something we're missing, let us know. You can let us know in the feedback thing right here. Super easy to come click this little dude. And under protein sources, just let us know some feedback. Share your feedback here, or you can always send an email to support@firstinnutrition.com. But let's talk about using this, for example. We'll scroll down here. We'll come back to the protein calculator. And where would we get this target from? Either do what I'm about to show you right now, use the meal calculator, or look at what you have left for the day. So let's say you're 11 grams of protein shy. Guys, that's not too hard to find a way you can get 11 grams of protein, especially if you see that's 18 grams of whey powder, especially if you see that's, you know, 40 grams of flank steak. You know, if you see that it's 54 grams of shrimp, 28 grams is an ounce, right? Yeah. So we're talking about like 3 bites of shrimp here. This is going to help you finish it off. But what I really hope more of you guys end up doing, sorry if I'm giving you guys any seizures here with the way I'm scrolling, is going to this meal calculator and setting up your day from the start for this. So let's ignore that we're staring at you. It's getting really meta right here. I'll line it up perfectly like we're in the portal, like we've just entered the Matrix.
I look very concerned.
Yes, you are very concerned. We're not going to hit play, don't worry. We just sit here and watch ourselves for the next live call. So let's go ahead and let's roll through this meal calculator yet. If you haven't used this meal calculator yet, this is the video you want to watch. We're not going to explain it. We're just going to come in here real quick and let's say that we want to eat 4 meals per day and we do have a protein goal. Now we are just arbitrarily going to say that we have 1,500 calories per day because we got to enter something. And our total protein, our total minimum protein goal that our coach has given us is 88 grams of protein.
It's very specific.
Very specific.
Okay.
1,500 calories, ceiling max, hit that. 88 grams on a minimum protein. So what that's going to do for us right now is tell us that a meal, if we want to eat even 4 across a day, should have 375 calories and 22 grams of protein. That is very useful information for us because now we can take this number right here, come right over to our protein calculator, put in the number deuce deuce 22, and now we can see exactly how many of these items it would take.
And you know what's cool is we know that most of you don't eat the same protein source for every meal. The great thing about this is you can plan your entire day from here. Hey, I'm having chicken breast for one meal. I need 107 grams. Hey, I'm having fat-free Greek yogurt for another one. So I can either use 220 grams or I can split that over 2 snacks, right? So Now you have all of your protein sources to split up the way you choose.
And I am going to go ahead and blow your minds here with an example of the power of the protein calculator. Let's just say, for example, instead of 22, you put in 11, right? You could scroll down here and you could see that if you had 54 grams of chicken breast, boneless, skinless, mm-hmm. combined with 103 grams of fat-free cream cheese, you could have 22 grams of protein, right? So you could take a little hot sauce, put it in your fat-free cream cheese, yeah. and make that as a spread buffalo for your chicken breast, dip. And now you've got buffalo chicken dip protein. Boom. 22 grams, smooth sailing. Now, I see some questions in here. I'm going to go ahead and hit them right now.
I'm going to tie Jonathan's hands down one of
these days. No. All right. So, first of all, Renee says, that's really cool. Thank you. You're welcome. What is it? What is it in Moana? You're welcome.
We're going to watch that. I want to watch that.
Oh. Yes. You're welcome. I'm glad you like it. Kim Leitner says, this is seriously amazing.
He's a wizard when it comes to tools and building things. It's crazy.
I know you guys think I don't do anything, but this stuff takes time, and time is something I don't have a lot of, but when I get some time, I like to make things for you guys. So I hope you dig it. I hope you like it.
Formats new tools.
I know the coaches have to be tired of the how do I hit this macro question. I wouldn't say tired of it. Anytime somebody asks a question and they're actually going to execute on the answer, I have no problem helping them out. The tiring thing comes in when you've answered it 27 times and the answer isn't what they want.
Because, to the same individual, usually.
Because they're like, well, what do you mean there's not 120 grams of protein in this chocolate cake? What I mean is, that's what I mean, right? So no, we don't get tired of this.
No.
What we're trying to do is just give more resources to make the difficult stuff a little bit less hard.
This hopefully can alleviate some anxiety. And, you know, a lot of people, when they come in and they're new, they aren't super interactive. Some people get a little anxious about posting in the group. So if there's a tool that can help someone who is not going to ask that question, maybe doesn't know how to ask it or doesn't understand what they're missing, this may help that. That's
absolutely
all.
Nell, it's almost like you can read my mind.
It's coming.
Now add one of those badass calculators for fats. We do have plans of making them for fats and carbs, but I want to make sure everyone's going to use this one first. Protein is by far the biggest obstacle I think people face. When it comes to fats, you're going to see that calculator doesn't really calculate much. Most of the primary fat sources are basically gram for gram. Need 5 grams of fat? That's 5 grams of olive oil. Yeah. Looking for 7 grams of fat? That's 7 1,000 milligram fish oil caps. 10 grams of butter. They're all kind of a one-for-one thing if you're using a pure fat source like that. But we're definitely going to do that and have sources. And if we're going to make a list of sources, we might as well make a calculator, right? I mean, why not? I love punching in numbers and making the things work, too. Mike says he loves it. Very cool. Karen says, very cool, you guys. Always looking out for the fam. Val says, so the age-old question, and what you've caught here is... When I submitted this to a couple of coaches, I said, hey, read these instructions and make sure that we're good, that we covered everything. And they didn't double check me like this. So Val says, so the age old question, would that be cooked or raw grams for things like chicken or shrimp? As always, that depends on your nutritional label. What we did here to keep it simple was use cooked. So this will be an option for if you want to go out or if you want to measure it already cooked or whatever, but... It's a big but. It's a big caveat. Keep in mind that may not apply specifically to you. It may not specifically apply to the things in your pantry. These are our entries, the things in our pantry. Probably good enough for government work, but at the same time, I need to make a note of that for the protein sources that these are cooked.
Well, yeah.
unless it's like the canned, because that comes as packaged. So it's really going to depend on how you interpret it. Yeah. But yeah, it's not raw shrimp. It's not raw chicken.
No, it's cooked.
It's cooked. So I should probably make a note of that. So yeah, that's good feedback right there. Nell was wondering that too.
There you go.
You got it. You got it. Sam Regner says, as a newbie, this is pretty awesome. You know, you're getting the way paved for you, right? Like enjoy all the stuff that it's taken me years to make that the rest of fam didn't benefit from, Sam. I hope you like it. Mike says, this will help make it so easy. I love it. I'm going to sleep with it. Buddy, you do you, man. I'm glad it helps. I thought this would be like a really cool thing. And what I want everyone to see is between the meal calculator and this calculator, you can take what may look like a massive amount of protein to you. Yeah. 150 grams, oh no. And you divide that up into five meals and you go, well, wait, that's just 30 grams of protein. That's like 4 or 5 ounces of canned chicken breast. Yeah. It's not that hard when you break it up into bite-sized chunks, literally. And when you start seeing how you can combine things, how you can use fat-free Greek yogurt and you can put sriracha in it, how you can take fat-free cream cheese and put mustard in it and make a dip for pretzels, when you start seeing that you can use these things, it'll start letting you know how you can find ways to make these sources work. So I hope you guys dig that. And I hope you guys use it. And yeah, that's the protein calculator, guys. So thank you for checking it out. I hope it's helpful. I hope it's useful. We are all always trying to make things better for you guys. If you see any sources we're missing, drop them in the feedback. Let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely do it.
Mike Mills said this would be an awesome app for the phone.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you straight up, this will work on your phone. It's designed to be mobile. So all you have to do is log into firstinfam.com and all these calculators work mobile. I'd show
Somebody
you what that would look
design
like.
Design the website to be mobile.
Yes. So you can actually take, whether you have Android or iPhone, and you can actually save firstinfam.com, the member portal, to your desktop and run it like an app. I should probably make a video on how to do that, because I highly suggest it, because the meal calculator can be used 100% mobile and the protein calculator can be used 100% mobile as an app on your phone. Now, if you want a native app, no problem. Loan me about 250K that you never want back and I will get an app team all over it. I'm just not that smart.
Well-funded.
If I can get that figured out, either doing it myself or where that magic quarter meal comes from, I get you set up. But right now, you can absolutely do that. It's really, really super easy. Whether you have Android or iPhone, you can look at saving a website to your desktop. And I highly suggest everyone do that with the member portal, because we are going to keep developing this thing. I've got all kinds of plans. Big plans for that member portal, including being able to take the app that we use for FinLive, where you can have the podcast version of all of these live calls on your phone. I think I've been talking to their dev team, and I think there's a way I'm gonna be able to, using their like wall, port that to our site, so you'll be able to watch all these videos if you've got a FinLive subscription on the member portal as well. So like, I'm pretty excited about what we're gonna try to start doing with our website, with our member portal. And yeah, you can use it, you can take it on the phone, it's always there with you. Val says, I love that it's cooked. I think that confuses people the most, especially in the beginning, and now it will be easier when out to go here. Love it. Yeah, it is kind of confusing at first until one of us gets the question, and we'll drop it like this. The macronutrients on the label are typically how the food is packaged. So if you got a pack of raw chicken, it's raw. If you got a pack of cooked chicken, it's cooked. And that's why they're different. And that's why there's so many different variations. What I tell everybody is you can run a conversion factor if you want. You can try to estimate for it. You can do all these things. But my personal thought is raw macros, cooked mass, use your conversion factor that you use and measure your food cooked, because less chance of cross-contamination and less gross. You know?
I don't measure raw.
Yeah, less gross. if you're gonna prep in bulk, it's just a lot easier to run a conversion factor and get it rolling. If you're not prepping in bulk and everything's done to order for you, probably gonna have to use raw, and that's okay too. To me, it just comes down to the person. Some people do not eat leftovers.
True.
They're gonna be raw all day because why would they ever care about cooked? Some people like us smoke 10 pounds of chicken, and we're great. So what would you do? Well, if you have the tray and you weigh it raw and then you smoke it and then you weigh it cooked, there's your conversion factor. So, you know, there's ways you can do it, and it's different for everybody. If you ask me what you should do, I'm going to say make a conversion factor, because that way, one, you learn skills when it comes to actually setting up, creating entries in MyFitnessPal, learning how to run some experiments, learning how to boil rice and seeing how all this stuff works. And then two, you know it's right for you. And then you know you can trust it moving forward. But yeah, it is confusing at first until it's not. Like rice. If it's not cooked, it's non-cooked rice. It's just the grain. If it's a boil bag or if it's a bag of Uncle Ben's you put in the microwave, then it's cooked mass. So it's really up to the label to guide you there. Mike says he's perfect. He likes it. I think Sam wants to see
how you get the desktop
app on your phone. I will try to do that quick. Val says she wants that too. The people have spoken.
I guess
I got to do it real quick. I wonder. No, I'm not prepared.
We're not gonna mess that now, because if it shuts down this.
I could plug some stuff in. Next live, I'll show you guys how to do this. Danielle's here. Happy Friday. What is up, Danielle? How are you? So that was our new feature. We got something else I'm pretty excited about. It may not apply to all you guys, but it definitely applies to hopefully some of you guys.
This is my favorite part of the call.
And I am very, very excited to announce that, Sam says, otherwise I have to ask Bart. Well, I'm glad one of the Regners is here, because if you had to rely on Bart, he wouldn't even know this stuff exists. Like 5 years in, and Bart's like never been on live. So, Sam, I'm glad you're here, man. I know who's the power half of the power couple. I can see that already. So, guys, we are super, super pumped, because unlike just a couple months ago, we are not scrambling to find a house for a reunion. Oh, no. We have a house for the reunion. So freaking pumped. Do you guys see this? Chic and sophisticated.
Totally,
which is something that definitely describes this guy right here,
definitely.
Right? But what the most important thing is, 15 bedroom.
And
that's
all the bathrooms.
What we're excited about. It is a 15 bedroom, 15 bathroom house. Sleeps up to like 8 million. But what matters most is the fact that we have beds and rooms for everyone. So come to the reunion. We are super pumped on this. Just take a look at this place. I'm not kidding when I say it's got like all the damn rooms.
There's a Harry Potter room.
There's Minions.
Yeah.
There's actually some adult looking
bedrooms.
But yeah, man, we've got this house. This house is booked. We are super, super pumped. Look at this frickin' thing. It is ginormous. It is a monstrosity, and we are super excited to spend time with you guys.
We have
in
one
this
giant pool
crib.
For those of you, I know you loved cramming us that little pool last time.
So we'll just go back. We're gonna take a look at these things. I mean, like the only thing that I think is missing from this one compared to the two townhouses we just stayed at is the two kitchen vibe. But I think we're gonna make up for it.
But there's two
just
fridges,
fine.
So we're okay.
Yeah. I mean, this place. I mean, I've got to zoom in on this picture because, dude, look at all these chairs, all this room for activities. Everyone can eat like at a same table, which I'm super pumped about. It's just a gorgeous house, guys. We're super excited about it. So much room for yoga.
Oh yeah, we have a whole
spot for yoga. Look at this kitchen, man. Look at this bar prep area, like. Super pumped. Anyone that was at the last reunion house knows that the heart of the home for First Inn is the kitchen. And I just want you to think of where all those food scales can be laid out right there. I mean, you see this? This place is sick. I'm super pumped. I mean, you're going to think like you're in some bougie-ass swank, you know? I mean, look at this, dude. This is way too nice. Like, this is a bedroom. You can watch TV. You better not be watching TV. You better be hanging out with the fam. But if we've gone to bed, that's fine. You're an adult. Do your thing. I'm going to quick zoom in because I'm going to get everybody seizures. But yeah, man. So here's where we're at. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, we got plenty of rooms. There are 5 rooms for couples. So if you're a couple, power couple, or you really want to snuggle, let us know. And then the other 10 rooms have multiple bed options. None like the multiple bed options we had. Coaches, we won't be 4 deep in it.
I mean, we could stack mattresses and
won't be stacking up on each other.
I will say the female coaches had a hell of a slumber party, so I would not mind.
Tommy Walling, when you watched on the replay,
a
bunk bed will not be in your future, boss.
We got a king bed, probably.
So, here we are, man. This thing is going to be so freaking awesome. There's so many bedrooms, I'm tired of looking at bedrooms. Until we get to this. I am going to zoom in on this one. I can't not. Check this Harry Potter room out. Y'all want the Harry Potter room? You need to book it in quick. Because we are going to have to cut things off. And we are going to have to get this thing in. But, man.
I mean, they're smaller beds, but Harry Potter.
Dude, but Harry Potter, right?
I'd sleep there.
So, yeah.
And Jonathan's going to stop zooming in on things.
I'm going to stop zooming in on things, except for fun stuff. But yeah, so we're really, really pumped on this thing. We think it's got opportunity to be just an awesome spot for us. Minions. So if you're fun, Ian, I don't see a princess bed for you, but no. You know, that's where we're at with this. Bathrooms are all super legit.
There are so many bathrooms.
You can bathe in them. You can room in them. They're all full bathrooms.
Yeah.
There's 15 of them. I believe that means there's one for every bedroom. Yeah. If not, if there's a Jack and Jill, then it's maybe because there's a common one to use in the common space or whatever. But if there's not, go to your room and use the bathroom. Don't use somebody else's bathroom. Gross. I guess we'll have to make sure we have like 87 rolls of toilet paper for every bathroom.
Yeah.
So we're not borrowing them, because sometimes these Airbnbs, we learned early, we had one house that had 2 rolls of toilet paper for the whole thing. But yeah, so guys, this is the house. You can see it looks like it's the same room, but they just decorated it the same. I see the same shower curtain. I'm like, is that the same picture?
It is. Jonathan's going to stop scrolling up and down.
I'm not going to stop scrolling. I'm
going
to get to the bottom. If they're dizzy, they can just close their eyes and wait till the ride is over. Okay? I'm trying to get down here to the bottom. But yeah, so we're really pumped on this, guys.
Yeah.
So we hope you can make it out to the reunion. This is what I think is going to make up for the lack of the 2 kitchens.
I'm so excited.
The fact that look at this outdoor kitchen.
Guys, it's a full outdoor kitchen.
Full outdoor kitchen.
Like what?
I mean, I'm zooming in. Just relax it. Look at this.
Dude.
Grill, oven, sink, prep. So we can have prep going on 27 different places. Pretty pumped on that. Zoom down here. Look, I learned the tricks already. But it's got this awesome outdoor deck area, bigger pool, bigger hot tub for us. We'll still be going and taking over the group community. There's going to be a kids' water park we have to take over. You know how we do. But what's up with all this?
Movie room.
Watching a little Star Wars on the big screen, right?
Why
playing a game of billiards, like, you know, snooker if you're really dignified. But there's upstairs living,
this
downstairs
is the yoga
living,
room.
Yoga studio. If you went to the last reunion, you know we're not afraid to move furniture out of the way. But yeah, that's the house. It's going to be awesome. Come to the reunion. If you ain't there, you definitely square. And I don't know what to tell you. So this is the house to be at. It's going to be awesome. Now, what would cause us to not have this house? Well, if we don't get enough people coming to the reunion, because it's not cheap. You got to imagine 15 bedrooms cost what a 15 bedroom house comes. But we're already doing really good on getting people into the reunion. So if you have the desire to come, you probably want to lock your spot in, because if we run out of beds here, we ain't stacking anybody up in them. You'll be air mattressing in the yoga studio, or you know, you'll be sleeping in a van down by the river. I don't know. But if you want to come, make sure you let us know, even if you're not ready to lock it in right now. That way we know. Worst case scenario, if we don't have enough awesome members of the family who are cool and want to hang out with us, we'll get a smaller house.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to make this the best reunion ever. So December, come with us. Let me scroll back and see what everybody's saying. Jessica, shit, I'm late. But yes, you are. But you made it in time to see the house. Anna's stoked.
Anna, who is coming and booked. I'm so excited.
Anna, who is coming and booked. Very excited about that. Jessica, you know we're going to get that yoga on.
Oh, yeah. Now, no one wants a trip up to Disney that weekend. So,
always want to trip up to Disney, but I don't think we're going to be able to make it with the reunion going on. So, we're going to be like ships in the night, like just skimming by each other. But we'll see what happens, right? Depending on how it goes, we do have like some options to meet up or do whatever. Last reunion, it wasn't exercised, so we'll have to see how this reunion goes. Renee says, can't wait. I guess that means Renee's coming, which I'm pretty excited about.
Now that we're getting some stuff taken care of, everybody's doing well.
Nell said Sam said her and Bart will be at Epcot on the Thursday before the reunion.
Oh, Sam, go to the France Pavilion
and get you a
macaron ice cream sandwich. They're amazing, and it's worth it. It's in the little bakery in the back. Just saying.
I showed you what the outside looked like.
That was an earlier comment. We got you.
I know. Nell says she wants the Harry Potter room. Oh, man. I don't know if Heath would be cool with that, because you guys would be in separate beds, but I don't know. Maybe Heath would be. Yeah, you know, like
he
said,
would probably be okay with it.
I was at the last reunion. I was like, man, it's like a little reprieve right here. So we do have the rooms for the power couples that want to power couple together, or if you want to power apart, we can make that happen too. If you've got a favorite member of the family you'd rather room with than your spouse, no problem. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Jessica says, oh my God, the pool, right?
Right.
It's not like a little tiny pool, right? Like we could all swim.
I'm so excited. It's going to be in December, so if it's cool, maybe we'll get the heat turned on in the hot tub.
Well, you bougie, man. You think we got that kind of money?
Listen.
All right, man.
It's worth that heat in the hot tub.
We'll see what happens. So, Jim, not in the house, but it's a community like the last one. So it's got like a thing.
A community gym,
pool. Yeah, community gym, pool, just kind of like similar to the last one. I don't know if it's got a water park and a pirate ship. But it should have same area, same vibe, close to everything. Should still be awesome.
Yeah.
Mike Mills says, Danielle Frisbee, remember when you said if I joined the family that you would pay for my first reunion?
Lord, oh, she's getting snap. Called out.
Oh, snap, man. Well, there you go right there.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am, on the French Pavilion.
Oh, yes. You know, if I'm telling you it's worth it, it's worth it.
Jessica, you gross. You nasty.
And this is why we need you at the reunion.
You nasty, girl. I just pee. You pee that much that you can raise that temperature that many degrees. I'm impressed. I want to see it. I ain't going to swim in it, but I want to see it. Gross.
Oh, welcome to the family.
Gross. Haley, sorry about that if you're catching. This is your first exposure to the family. I mean, you're active duty military, so you know all about this. But we're not going to encourage peeing in the pool. And on that note, it's time for the free-for-all. Fam, if you got something, let us know. We're here for it. Hopefully, you dug your protein calculator.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you like the house for the reunion. I think we did a pretty good job getting the largest castle we could get. Hopefully, we get enough people to fill it. And hopefully, you're going to be joining us for Tunnel to Towers, either virtually or in person, if at all possible. 20th anniversary of 9/11, fourth year in a row that First In will be participating in this. Last year, when COVID closed it down, thanks to Aaron Raines kicking us in the butt, we held our own Tunnel to Towers event, and that's where we collected money, did it virtually, and donated it because it's that important to this family, and it's that important to First In to honor the memory of that event and that day. So 20th anniversary, on September 11th in Vero Beach, we want everyone that could be here that can be here. And that's it. That's what we have. So the Q&A with no Qs and all As, that's it. That's what we got. So if you got anything for us, let us know. Drop it like it's hot. And if not...
Yeah, if not. I think we're watching the new Suicide Squad movie tonight.
We are watching the new Suicide Squad movie tonight for date night.
Yeah.
Downstairs where the AC works. So that's a plus. That's a plus.
We're going to make it through it.
And if you don't have anything for us, that's cool, man. Go pee in your own pool or whatever it is you want to do. And we hope you have fun doing it. Just don't pee in my pool, please.
Or don't tell him. What you don't know, right?
Right. Right. I mean, I go swim in the ocean and everything pees out there. It's not a big deal.
Swimming in it. I mean, come on. Gross.
Well, family.
All right.
Your silence, other than Jessica, speaks volumes. And to me, it's telling me that you want us to go eat dinner and enjoy a lovely date night together. And for that, I thank you. Have a great night. Have an awesome weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for joining us. Use your protein calculator. And thanks as always for being first in. You guys are awesome. Take care and have a good one. And we'll see you next time. We'll see you at Tunnel to Towers. We'll see you at the reunion.
Yes.
Be there. Be square. If you need the links, let us know. Have a great one, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon.